Yes, praise the Lord. This morning I want to greet you all in the precious name of Jesus. Someone once said, I wish life came with an instruction manual. And I said, yes, life did come with an instruction manual, and that manual's name is BIBLE. BIBLE is an acronym which stands for Basic Information Before Leaving Earth. BIBLE also means Be Informed Before Leaving Earth. It is actually the Bible. And it's so amazing that if you read the Bible, you will find all the answers to life's questions. And in this Bible, it says there was a man, his name was Nehemiah. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the Bible, the book of the Christians, the first book, Nehemiah, N-E-H-E-M-I-A, Nehemiah. And if you read chapter 8, verse 10, it says there, he says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I never realized until today, that what joy does. Joy gives you boldness. If you're a joyful person, it can be productive in your business because people would want to associate with you because you're always joyful. You're not an angry person. You're not a moody person. And people like to deal with people who are joyful, people who are fun, people who laugh, people who are humorous. If you're a businessman or woman and you are humorous, And you make people laugh and smile, those customers, no matter how far they live from you, they will pass by other shops that sell the same stuff or other people who can do the same thing you can do. Maybe you render a service. Maybe you're a builder. Maybe you're a mechanic. Maybe you're an engineer. Maybe you're a salesperson. Maybe you got a startup business. But if you are humorous and you are full of joy and full of fun and full of laughter and you make them feel good, they have an experience when they come to you. It's not only that they get the product they need, it's not only that they get the service they want, they get this feel good feeling, and there's a release of dopamine. And somebody was telling me his wife is sick, and they said the thing that will help her is Parkinson's disease. They say that the thing that will help her is a release of dopamine. So dopamine, the release of dopamine, it's healthy for you. So the Bible even says laughter is like medicine to the soul because it brings healing to the bones. And so why to the soul? Because the learned people say the soul houses your will, your intellect, and your emotions. Sorry. They say the soul houses your will, your intellect, and your emotions. So laughter brings healing to the soul. It means it brings emotional healing to you. Praise the Lord. It says laughter is like medicine to the soul. It brings healing also to the bones. Why to the bones? And I thought, and I learned that they say that your blood is manufactured in your bone marrow. And they say that part of your immune system is in the bone marrow, like the white blood cells or the corpuscles or the platelets, which is a part of your immune system, which protects your body when your body is under attack. Because if your immune system, your platelets is low, if a cancer attack you or any other sickness, you can die. But the Bible says laughter is like medicine to the soul. It brings healing to the bones. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. So if you laugh, you will find that people who laugh are joyful, but people who are angry always, who are stressful, who are irritable, they get sick, they get upset themselves, and they get a stroke. People who get angry and they upset themselves over anything and everything, those are the people who get the strokes. And it's counter to your health. And so I was listening to another man. He was speaking about humor. So humor is just another synonym for laughter. And laughter is linked to joy, and joy is linked to humor. So they say that what humor does, or what laughter does, it improves the immune system. It gets people to listen. It increases long-term memory retention. It improves understanding. It aids in learning. It helps communicate messages. It improves group cohesiveness. It reduced status differentials. It diffused conflict. Joy, laughter, humor builds trust. It brings people closer together. So your joy, your laughter, and your humor boost your overall brain power. It increases objectivity. It improves focus. It triggers new connections. It improves likability. It enhances problem-solving skills. It increases attractiveness. If you laugh, if you're humorous, if you are always joyful, it prevents long-term burnout. It provides a boost of energy. It improves productivity. It lowers blood pressure. It reduces the risk of heart disease. So continue to laugh, continue to rejoice, and continue to be humorous. There was a movie about, I think the movie's name was Patch Adams, where they had children who were in wards. They were sick, and the children were watching different kind of videos and movies, and they decided in this they're going to do an experiment, and in the one ward, they just played humorous stories, cartoons and stuff that made the children laugh. And they discovered that the children who watch the movies that's about fun and laughter and humor, they got healed quicker, faster than the children who watch movies that evoke sadness. So humor, joy, and laughter, it prevents long-term burnout. It provides a boost of energy. It improves productivity. It lowers blood pressure. It reduces the risk of heart disease. It burns calories. It increases happiness. It increases perceived leadership skills. It creates more opportunities. It improves personal ratings. It builds confidence in abilities. And it will increase the size of your paycheck. It will increase your income, because if people like dealing with you, if you're a businessman selling stuff or producing a service, maybe a logistics, or maybe you're a builder, like I said, or an engineer, maybe you do gates or fences, or maybe whatever you are doing, you're a builder or you're a service provider. And if people like dealing with you because you're humorous, you're fun to deal with, you're a pleasure to be with, you're a joyful person, you're not a moody person, you're not an irritable person, not a person who makes funny comments, the people will come back to you. It doesn't, like I said earlier, even if there's places near them who render the same service, or places near them who sell the same goods, but they'll make their way to you, because they enjoy your presence, they enjoy your company, because you are humorous, because you're a person who make them laugh, you're a fun person. And just a footnote from me, I always say, when people laugh, that's the time you must borrow money from them. That's just a joke. But may the Lord bless you, and remember Nehemiah 8 verse 10. He says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Lord bless you, and let the rest of life be the best of your life. I remember, yes, it just came to my mind. I remember years ago, there was a lady whose son worked on the boats. It was the Doulos boat. It was a missionary boat, and this boat sank. And they didn't get any news. They didn't know whether the people survived the sinking of the ship. The woman's son was on it, and she went into a depression. Then her sister also had a big operation, went in for a hysterectomy operation. And then it wasn't during that time, a brother also passed away, and this woman was in a deep depression because of all this, the bad news. And then another lady was a very close friend to her, because I always make people laugh and tell humorous stories. This lady said to me, my name is Henry, but they call me Henny. She said to me, Henny, I want you to go to this lady and just make her laugh. And I went there. I said, that lady sent me, and she said, I must make, and I just told that lady humorous stories and jokes and made her laugh. And she received a healing, because as she was, they say, when you laugh, endorphins are released into your blood. I repeat, they say when you laugh, endorphins are released into your blood. They say endorphins is a painkiller. They say endorphins is 6 times stronger than morphine. When you laugh, something happens inside. When you have joy, you are much more healthier. When you have joy and you love, you have an appetite, you feel you want to eat. When you're happy and joyful, then you feel you want to work, you want to tackle that task, you feel you want to go out and give that quote, you feel you want to go out and do your marketing, you feel you want to study. But if you are depressed and if you are sad and you are angry and you're irritable, because if you're angry, you can break stuff in your anger. You would somehow break your computer or your phone. You throw down your phone. Or if you're angry and you're driving, you can drive into someone and make an accident and stuff, and you can get killed. Or it can incur a lot of debts for you to fix your vehicle. So laughter is not only healthy, but laughter is also more economical. It's more economical to laugh because it means you will save money and you will generate more money, because the people want to come to you. Your customers will want to come. They say, I just want to be with her. I just want to be with him, because it's an experience to go to that shop, to deal with this person. They always have a humorous story to tell, and they are a fun person to be with. The Lord bless you.